A technology giant was burning through millions of dollars daily. The board was panicking. Consultants descended on the company like surgeons in an emergency room. After weeks of analysis, they delivered their diagnosis. The problem wasn't the product, the market, or the competition. It was the sales force. More specifically, it was how that sales force was managed. The prescription was deceptively simple. Require salespeople to spend 3/4 of their time with customers, and require managers to spend 3/4 of their time coaching those salespeople in the field. Within 12 months, the hemorrhaging stopped. Profits returned. The company survived. This wasn't luck or timing. It was the recognition of a fundamental truth. The quality of sales management determines whether companies thrive or collapse. What does a sales manager actually do? Most people get this wrong. They think it's about hitting numbers, running meetings, and sending motivational emails. But here's the reality. A sales manager's job is to generate revenue by working through other people. That's it. Everything else is noise. Think of your sales department as a factory. Raw materials go in, trained salespeople, marketing dollars, product knowledge, customer data. Processes happen. Calls, meetings, presentations, negotiations. Results come out. Closed deals, and revenue. Your job is to optimize this factory, and that starts with one critical decision: who you hire. 95% of your success comes down to the quality of people you bring onto your team. You can have brilliant strategies, cutting-edge products, and generous commission structures, but if you hire the wrong people, none of it matters. Conversely, hire the right people, and suddenly everything becomes easier. Championship sports teams share characteristics that apply to sales teams. They have unmistakable leadership. Everyone knows who's in charge and the standards. They're obsessed with excellence. As Vince Lombardi said, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. They communicate openly, without politics, creating psychological safety. They invest heavily in development. Top companies spend thousands per salesperson annually on training, returning 10 to 30 times the investment. They position people strategically, matching natural talents to roles. Some excel at hunting new business, others shine nurturing existing accounts. Finally, they plan obsessively. As Lombardi noted, to build a championship team, you must become brilliant on the basics. Fast hiring decisions are almost always wrong. Before interviewing, write down exactly what you need: daily activities, required results, personality traits for success. The law of three dramatically improves hiring. Interview at least 3 candidates, interview your top choice 3 times, meet in 3 locations, have 3 others interview them, contact 3 references. This thoroughness prevents costly mistakes, lost revenue, wasted training, team disruption. Past performance predicts future performance more reliably than anything else. Look for candidates who've succeeded in similar roles under similar conditions. Crucially, only hire people you genuinely like. You can train aptitude, but you cannot train attitude. The beginning shapes everything. Even experienced salespeople are beginners at your company. They don't know your products, customers, systems, or culture. How you onboard them during the first 90 days determines their performance for years. Start with comprehensive product knowledge. Salespeople must understand what they're selling thoroughly enough to pass examinations. This builds confidence and credibility. But 70% of sales organizations provide only product training with no sales skills development. Your weakest skill sets the ceiling on your performance. One company nearly fired a struggling hire until discovering he couldn't handle objections. 8 hours of training on that one skill transformed him into a top performer within 3 months. Commit to intensive supervision. When I inherited a demoralized team, I required 5 daily prospect cards. Within a week, 10 non-performers quit. The remaining 18 made consistent calls, and sales revitalized. Pay new salespeople commissions daily for the first few weeks. Immediate rewards create tremendous motivation. Then transition to twice weekly, weekly, then your regular schedule. After each sales call, ask 2 questions. What did you do right? Reinforces success. What would you do differently next time? Promotes improvement without negativity. What gets measured gets done. The most productive organizations across 20 countries share three practices: set clear targets, measure results rigorously, and reward performance generously. Top sales organizations establish specific quotas, weekly, monthly, and annual, with clear daily activity targets. They define exactly how performance will be measured and how people will be paid, providing substantial rewards for high achievement. As Jim Rohn observed, top people go where the standards are highest. Tailor quotas to each person's experience and ability. Define goals in terms of daily activities, specific numbers of calls, face-to-face meetings, follow-ups, emails, and interviews. Nothing motivates salespeople more than clear tracks to run on. The greatest psychological discovery of the 20th century was the self-concept, how people think and feel about themselves. There's a direct relationship between a salesperson's self-concept and their sales performance. Top performers consider themselves excellent at selling. People also have self-concepts about their earning potential. They cannot earn more than 10% above or below their self-concept income level without engaging in compensating behaviors, either frivolous spending when earning too much or scrambling behaviors when earning too little. As a sales manager, you're the most powerful external influence on your team's self-concept. Everything you do to make people feel important boosts their self-esteem and performance. The most influential factor in raising self-esteem is success experiences, actually making sales. This creates a positive cycle. More sales lead to higher self-esteem, which drives better performance, which generates more sales. Your team typically reflects your personal qualities. Ask yourself, what kind of company would mine be if everyone was just like me? The performance formula is simple. Ability times motivation equals performance. You cannot change natural ability, but you can accelerate training and development. The most successful companies invest millions in training because there's a direct relationship between training investment and sales success. Motivation comes from four factors: leadership, organizational climate, rewards, and individual needs. Your leadership ability, your capacity to inspire people, is the pivotal skill that dramatically increases results. A positive climate matters tremendously. Simple test: do people laugh in your office? In great companies, people laugh often and are cheerful, leading to more confidence and higher sales. Never replace financial rewards with status rewards. Salespeople are primarily motivated by money. One Silicon Valley president tried paying everyone equally regardless of results. Within 6 months, all top performers left and sales dropped 80%. Different salespeople need different leadership styles. New hires need structure and specific instructions. Senior performers need autonomy and resent micromanagement. Your job is understanding each person's needs and adapting accordingly. Jack Welch advised managers to always lead as if roles would reverse next year. You'd be working for that person. Your true effectiveness comes from inspiring voluntary commitment, not demanding compliance. Everyone wants to feel like a winner. When someone accomplishes a goal, making a sale, hitting quota, landing a major account, they experience a surge of self-esteem. That feeling is perhaps the greatest reward of all. Money matters, but so does status. Everything you do to raise the prestige of your salespeople motivates them to perform better. Present prizes and awards publicly. The faster you acknowledge an accomplishment, the greater the confidence boost. Here's a powerful technique. Brag about your successful salesperson to other people in their presence. Take them to a senior executive and describe what a wonderful job they've done. When you praise your employee while they listen, they'll feel valued and motivated to repeat the behavior. Spend individual time with top performers and group time with average performers. Top talent values one-on-one attention as a signal of their importance. Recognize excellent performance the same day when possible. A simple email to the entire team highlighting someone's achievement costs nothing but boosts motivation significantly. A handwritten note can outweigh a formal award given weeks later. Remember, people don't leave companies, they leave managers. Your ability to recognize and genuinely appreciate your team determines not just their performance this month, but whether they'll stay next year. The difference between average sales teams and extraordinary ones isn't found in complex strategies or expensive tools. It's found in daily decisions about hiring, training, coaching, and recognizing the people who generate every dollar of revenue. Master these fundamentals, and you'll build a force that competitors fear and customers trust.